Okay, so the fact is, God's scriptures, right, Bible, the promises of God is the fact. And what is the faith? Next. Faith is a...
Faith is not only believing in God, but also in His salvation and works.
It is the act of trusting upon His promises. Thus faith allows us to experience the fact. Amen. Here's the fact. Here's the promises of God. Okay? Faith is the act of trust. Here's the fact. And how you experience the fact? Through faith. So what is the experience? Next. Experience is the lifestyle of the believers that come out from trusting in God. It is to live out all the victorious accomplishments of Christ. It is the act of living out God's fact. Amen. So here's the fact, and how much you experience the fact is depends on your faith. I pray that you will experience the fact. The more you experience, the more you will be freer. The more you will enjoy Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't want to just have the head knowledge of the fact. Because when you have the head knowledge, that doesn't mean you are experiencing it. Only what you experience, that's yours. Amen?
Amen.
You have water here. You don't see water, but it's there. You have water here. But only when you drink it, that's yours, because you drank. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm experiencing the water when I drink it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, there's a water inside, but I will experience the water when I drink it by faith. I know there's water, that's a fact, so I believe I can drink it, and if I drink it, then I'm experiencing the water. But see, but many Christians, so many Christians, they know that there's a water. They know the fact. But they're not experiencing it. And they are thirsty. They're thirsty and say, they cry out, "Oh God, I'm thirsty." And God said, "Drink." But they're not drinking. They don't know how to use the faith. And I pray that today, again, remind ourselves what it means to believe. There's a fact. And how do we experience it? Through faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Come on, open your heart, open your mouth, and say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You bear the fruit of your lips by saying amen.
Amen.
This is the house of God. You call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 3. His name is faithful. The amen and the faithful. Okay. The first thing I want to talk about, there are two things I want to talk about, the fact, okay, and the experience. Okay, first thing is redemption. Redemption is for all the people in the world. Redemption means that God saving His people. So, redemption has to do with all the people, not just me. Redemption is not only for Koreans, hallelujah. Redemption is not only for Indian, it's not only for Africa, it's not only for Pakistan. It's not only for Philippines. Redemption is for all people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's check some of the scriptures now. John 1:29. Ready? Begin.
The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said,
Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Sin of the world. You see, Jesus Christ took away the sin of the world. Not just the sin of Korea, but world. We have to know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. John 3:16, you know that scripture very well. Begin. For God so loved the world. God loves the whole world.
Amen.
God loves you, but God loves the whole world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Timothy 4:10, begin. Yeah, you have that? No, you don't have that. Okay, 1 Timothy 4:10, ready? Begin.
And for this we labor and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus Christ is the Savior of all men. Can we shout together, brothers and sisters? Let's shout the reality, the truth. The truth is, Jesus Christ is the Savior of all men.
Amen.
So we're going to shout together. Jesus Christ is the Savior of all men. You ready?
Yes.
Ready? This is the truth, right? So we're going to declare together. Ready? Begin.
Jesus Christ is the Savior of all men.
Competition. This rule first. Ready? You ready? I know you're tired, but come here and then just dust off. Take it off the tiredness. Hallelujah. Be stirred up in your spirit, in your soul, and your body as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Feed us. Big man. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Firas and Imran, they're big men, but they're very soft spoken. You know? Eh? It's okay. All right. Oh, you're coming. Okay. Ready? Ready? Begin.
Jesus Christ is the Savior of all men.
They're all tired. You have to understand. They're all tired. Here, let's try here. Ready? Begin.
Jesus Christ is the Savior of all men.
Next time, sit in this row. Something about this row here. Something about this row. You see? Jesus Christ is the Savior of all men.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Savior of the whole world.
Amen.
Therefore, we need to go and reach out everybody, not just Korea, not just your nation. Mm. We need to reach out to everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there are 2 million from 2.6. 2 million from, 2 million from 206 nations have come to Korea. That's a lot of people, isn't it? More countries have come to Korea than UN, United Nations. So I don't think it's a coincidence that so many people from so many nations have come to Korea. I believe the time is coming soon for Jesus Christ to return. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says when the gospel of kingdom preached to the whole world, then the end will come. Are you ready to receive Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Some of you are thinking, no, Pastor Paul, I have a dream. I have a Korean dream. I need to earn more money, and I need to do some business, and I need to get more money, and I need to go back to my country, and I need to enjoy my life. Ooh la la la. I need to enjoy my life. Then Jesus Christ comes back, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Or some of you are thinking, oh, Pastor Paul, I'm still single. I have not married yet. I need to get married and enjoy my life, enjoy my wife and my honey. Then Jesus Christ comes back. Huh? Or some of you, oh, I need to finish my studies. Then Jesus Christ comes back. Let me tell you something. When Jesus Christ comes back, His presence, Jesus Christ, it's much more happier, much more better
Amen.
Than the money you earn.
Amen.
Much better than your wife, honey.
Amen.
Do you agree?
I agree.
You agree, but inside. Jesus Christ is far better.
Amen.
He's far more better. He's beyond our comprehension.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Really? The more you enter into His presence, the more you enter into His name, the more you enter into truth, you will see it clearly. Mm. Jesus Christ is the best.
Amen.
He's the best of best.
Amen.
Huh? He's beyond any pleasures that we can enjoy in this world. Really, He is.
Amen.
That's why I say, when He comes back, whew, that's the best thing.
Amen.
Rapture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No headaches, no worry, no concern, no anxieties, no fear, huh? No disease. No more working in the factory. Factory, go! no more working. What was it?
No more bali bali.
They whipped you, huh? Bali bali bali. Anyway, no more of that headaches. Praise God, Jesus Christ is coming back. Amen.
Amen.
Are you anticipating? Do you look forward to that day?
Yes, Lord.
You do?
Amen.
Let's sing a song then. Soon and very soon. Put your hands together. Come on, brothers. Come on. Let's sing this song. Ready? No, not like this. Ready to clap. Ready to clap. 시작.
Soon and very soon, we are going to.
to see the King.
Amen.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Hallelujah.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King.
No more crying there.
No more crying there. We are going to see the King.
Amen.
No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there.
Talk to the person next to you. No more crying there. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I want to go. I want to see my Jesus.
Amen.
Soon as possible. ASAP. As Amen. Soon as possible. ASAP. As soon as possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love my wife Rachel, but I love Jesus more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I sometimes when I don't see her, I miss her. I want to see her, but I want to see Jesus more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I know He is all in all.
Amen.
I know in my spirit.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus Christ, come quickly, take us home.
Amen.
Where are we now? Savior of all men. Okay, next. We have been crucified together with the Christ. So I want to talk about the fact now again, one more time. Fact. What is the fact? Let's read it together. Begin.
Christ not only died for our sins.
Come on, church, read it together. 시작.
Christ not only died for our sins, but the sinner was crucified on the cross together with the Christ. The fact is that God has included all sinners on the cross.
Amen. Hallelujah. Is this reading of this fact is eye-opening for you?
Yes.
Huh? Did you get it?
Yes.
Did you get it? When Jesus Christ died on the cross, not only Christ died, but you died also.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
When Christ died, you died also.
Amen.
This is the gospel. Mm. This is the gospel. Mm. When Christ died, we were included.
Amen.
You and I, we never experienced the death on the cross. Did you? Have you experienced the death on the cross?
No.
No, physically speaking, we never were there. Mm. We never experienced the death on the cross. No. But the good news, the gospel is, God included all men when Christ died on the cross. Okay? That happened in your spirit.
Amen.
So in your spirit, we were crucified. We all died already in our spirit with Christ. Okay, let's check some of the scriptures here now. Okay? 1 Corinthians 5:14. Ready? Begin.
For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One died. That one is Jesus Christ. One died for all, for us. And what happened? The result? Therefore all died.
All died. Amen.
So we all died. So in Christ, we all died.
Amen.
In spirit, we all died.
Hmm.
Do you understand this?
Amen.
I'm talking about this now. I'm talking about this now. Okay, look. Let me make it easier. For some of you, this sounds a bit hard. Let me make it easier. Pastor, talk. This is normal. This is an average, maybe Christian life. Okay, my brother in Christ talking. Paul. Okay, we were chatting. You know, we were a good friend. But then what happened? One day. He backbites. You backbite. You talk bad things about me to him now. Go ahead. Talk to him. Blah, blah, blah. But don't do it real. I don't want to be backbiting. Okay. All right. So he backbite to him, right? Yeah? And you backbite too. He just, go ahead. Okay. And he just called me. You call me now. Hello, Jesus. Oh, praise God. God is good?
All the time.
All the time? Good. Amen. And then you start talking about what they say to me. Go. Oh, really? Really? Who said that? Oh, he backbite me? He talked negative things about me?
Yes.
So next day I see him. Normally, this is how I greet him. Oh, brother Toki, how are you, brother?
I'm fine.
But after backbite me, I heard. Right? Next time I see, I go, hi Toki. How are you? something is bothering you, right? Something is bothering you. You cannot see him like face to face. Do you understand? You feel uncomfortable. Have you experienced that? You experienced many times, don't you? Even your husband, your wife, you fight all the time, don't you? And blah, 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 blah. Then what do you do? You want to become monster. You want to become monster, right? And you want to beat. Is not the reality? So how do you overcome that? How do you overcome this relationship? How do you overcome the problems in your relationship? How? Well, when you know the truth, truth says you and I, we all died in Christ together. He's talking about my old self. He's talking about my old self. Do you understand? My old self has been crucified with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, he says, all die. You and I, we all die. Die means that's a past, isn't it? Past perfect, isn't it? It's already finished. Do you understand? It's not we are dying, we are dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? So, even though he's backbite me, he's attacking me, whatever, he has a problem. Listen, I can apply this truth. The fact is, I have been crucified with Christ. That's the fact. And I believe it, and I proclaim. I said, I am dead. I am dead in Christ. I have died. Therefore, I deny myself. Hallelujah. I deny my bitterness, bitter feelings. I deny my uncomfortable feeling. It's not me because it has been crucified with Christ a long time ago. So I say, in Christ, I'm a new creation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ, I'm a new creation. And that's what matters. So I'm going to see my brother talking. No problem. No problem. Hey, brother. How are you? No problem. But see, if you don't believe this truth, listen, if you don't believe this scripture, then you're still alive and you're going to have fight with him. Oh, yeah. Hey, why did you say blah, blah, bad things about me rather than spread rumors? Huh? You're a bad brother, man. Oh, man, I'm not going to see you again. Go away. You know? We're going to have fight. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, may Jesus open your eyes. Amen. You and I, we are already dead in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Meaning our old self has been crucified. The anger you have, that's not you. It's crucified already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The frustration you have is crucified already. Worriness has been crucified already.
Amen.
Fear has been crucified already.
Amen.
Anxiety has been crucified already.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Doubt has been crucified already.
Amen.
So, do you understand? But in your actual life, you still have anger, you still have frustration, you still have worries in your actual life. So how do you overcome that? Well, you have to go back to the scripture. You have to go back to the fact. And the fact says, you are dead in Christ already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So next scripture is the key. Next scripture is key. Romans 6:6. Ready? Read this together. Begin.
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Amen.
What happened? Okay. Okay, listen. Who have received the baptism here? Baptism. You have received baptism? Raise your hand if you receive baptism. Huh? Okay, a lot of you. Okay, you receive baptism. Good, very good, very good. Okay. I hope you receive the baptism as an immersion. Immersion, that's a biblical, okay? Sprinkling is not biblical. There's no sprinkling in the Bible, only immersion. So we follow the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
We follow Jesus' teaching. Okay, listen. When you receive the baptism, this is what happened. with Christ, you are buried. You are buried. When you go under the water, you are buried with Christ. You are dead with Christ. Hallelujah.
Mm.
When you come out of water, you you have received a new life. Mm. You are a new creation with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, when you believe that truth, you are declaring it. When you receive baptism, in front of the people, in front of church, you are witnessing. You are saying, oh, you know what? I am dead with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. You are declaring that truth. So after baptism, Brother Toki is backbiting again. And anger is coming up. And your face is getting red. And horn is coming up. Yesterday you received baptism at Old Flame Church. And next day, backbiting, coming. What is that? In that moment, you have to declare this truth. I have been crucified with Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have a hard time forgiving your brothers and sisters, continuously, you are sinning the same sin continuously, you have to think again whether you have been baptized with Christ for real or not. If you do not know the meaning of the baptism, and even after your baptism, you are still living an old life, then you need to be re-baptized because you have not known the true meaning. The true meaning of baptism is you are dead with Christ. Your old life is finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Your old life is finished. Okay, 611. That's the keepers. 611. Ready? Begin.
In the same way, count yourself dead to sin,
but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh, count yourself. That's the key word there. When you have Bible, you underline that word, count. That's the key word, count. What does that mean, word count? It's like counting your money. Okay? Now listen. You work in your factory and you got your salary. Okay? 100,000. Then what do you do? They give you cash. 100,000. 50,000 won. 20. That's 100,000, right? So what are you going to do? You have to count. One. Two. You have to count. Oh, you experience. Oh, very good. Jeremiah's experience. Oh, he's you stand. Look how he count. Oh, man. There's anointing. Oh, he's very amazing experience. You count all the time. I see that you count all the time. So why you count? Brother, listen carefully. Why do you count? Because you. You make sure, check, because it's important, isn't it? Because it's important. If you miss 1,000,000 won, then that's not 1,000,000. That's 950,000 won. And 5,000,000 is a lot of money. So you miss 5,000,000, that's you gotta go to Gongkongdang manager and say, hey, 5,000,000 is missing. Give me my money, right? So you can say it. Then make sure it's right. So you count. You focus on that. Time is most holy time. your eyes are wide open, and you're like, huh? Make sure nobody's there. And you count, you focus, right? You focus and count, don't you? Lord Jesus. Likewise, you count yourself every day that you are dead to sin.
Amen.
Make sure you know. Make sure you know. Make sure you know by your heart that you are dead to sin. Mm. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day you go to the cross and say, I am dead to sin. I am dead to myself. Mm. I have been crucified. Already finished.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Next time when anger comes out and you blow it, that means you did not believe this scripture. Therefore, you repent and say, Lord, I don't have faith. Please forgive me. I go back to Romans 6:11 and say, I am dead to sin. Sorry, I made a mistake. That's all. You repent and come back. Hallelujah. Mm. But if you keep blowing your anger all the time, that means you're not really believing scripture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why. It's a fact. And you experience it by through faith. When you have faith, you can do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's finish our message today. Galatians 6:14. Let's read some scriptures and finish, right? Galatians 4:6-14. You ready? Mm-hmm. All right, begin.
May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is
a
new creation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, make sure you understand that in your spirit, you are a new creation.
Amen.
In your soul, you are not a new creation yet. In your flesh, you are not yet. You are still in the process of being renewed, being transformed. Do you understand? Amen. But in your spirit, you are perfect. You are a new creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, what counts is that you are a new creation in Christ. You are a new creation in the spirit. That's what counts. It doesn't matter, circumcision or uncircumcision, it doesn't matter. He's talking about the law of Jews. Mm. Jews. Right? It doesn't matter about the law. It doesn't matter about religious activities. What matters is that you're a new creation in Christ. Thank Hallelujah. You.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Every day when you wake up, or eyes open, you say from your spirit, you say it. In Christ, I'm a new creation. And I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's Galatians 2:20. Let's look at the scripture. Galatians 2:20, last scripture. Ready? Caesar?
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Who loved me and gave himself for me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The only reason, the only way we should live our Christian life is, I no longer live, but Christ lives in my spirit. And he says, I live by the faith of the
Son of God.
Come on, everybody say it. The faith of the
Son of God.
There are two kinds of faith in the Bible. Faith of Jesus. Faith in Christ. In Christ. There is no my faith. No such thing as my faith. Bible does not talk about that. You see, we don't have faith. Christ himself is our faith.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says, the author and the perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
He's our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the author, he's the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our faith. Therefore, he is the Word. He became the Word. Okay? When you receive the Word, you are receiving the faith. You are receiving Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the scripture, is the reality. It's a fact. And you want to experience Jesus? You use your faith. Through faith, you receive the Word. Then you will experience the death of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's all rise together. Sing a song and pray together. In Christ alone, we should sing this song.